Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is discipleship. We will return to our devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Loving the Sheep, written and read by Reverend Kyle Norman. Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? Peter answered, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. John chapter 20, verses 15 and 16. It is known as the reinstatement of Saint Peter. Jesus asks Peter three separate times the most important question we can respond to. Do you love me? Just as Peter denied Jesus three times, Jesus now gives Peter three opportunities to affirm his love for his Lord. One by one, his denials are erased, forgiven. Peter can walk forward as a disciple. What does the life of a disciple look like? Having confessed his love for his Lord, how now shall Peter live? Following each affirmation of love, Jesus responds with some instructions for Peter's life and ministry. Peter is to feed and take care of Christ's sheep. We often think the Lord commissions the disciples for ministry when he says, go and make disciples of all nations, Matthew 28, verse 20. But for Peter, his commissioning happens here. His very forgiveness calls him for service. The confession of his love for his Lord necessarily calls Peter to a life of ministry. Feed my lambs, Jesus says. Take care of my sheep. The same call occurs in our lives. Following Jesus involves expressing Christ's love. Love is lived outwards. It is not something we keep inside. The love that we confess to Jesus is lived out in feeding Christ's lambs and taking care of Christ's sheep. But what does this mean? Feeding Christ's lambs involves proclaiming Jesus as the source of soul satisfaction, abundant life, and spiritual nourishment. Feeding the beloved of God isn't about potlucks and coffee times, although don't get me wrong, those events are great. Ultimately, feeding the beloved of God is about connecting them to the source of life. I am the bread of life, says Jesus. Those who come to me will never be hungry. Those who believe in me will never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 35. We are called to bear Christ's presence in this world, to make his love and the grace in which we live known in people's lives. This isn't as complicated as it sounds. After all, Peter had just experienced a moment of profound forgiveness. Peter can describe in a personal way how Christ's forgiveness is extensive and expansive. he can tell his story. Come and hear, let me tell you what the Lord has done, says Psalm 66, verse 16. It's that simple. Whenever we testify to the reality of Jesus in our lives, the bread of life is held out to others. We feed Christ's sheep. Peter, and by extension all Christians, are not merely called to feed the sheep, however. We are also called to take care of the sheep. Literally, the call is to shepherd the sheep. Jesus uses the same word as when he declares himself to be the good shepherd, John chapter 10, verse 11. In doing so, Jesus calls Peter to walk in his way. Peter's life is to emulate Jesus' life. Ultimately, shepherding the sheep is about service and sacrifice. We bow down and embrace the hurts and scars of human life. As a disciple of Jesus, we are called to be a people who offer healing and restoration in this world. This is why this passage often uses the language of tending the sheep or taking care of the sheep. Our attitude should be the same as Christ, who did not use divine status as a means for self-glory or benefit, but humbled himself to the point of death on the cross. Of course, we are never left alone. We do not serve others in our own strength or our own ability. We walk in the power of the risen Lord, and the Spirit of Jesus flows through us, intersecting faith and life. The call of the Christian life isn't merely about confessing our love to Jesus. Of course, this is important, and it should be something we reflect on. But Jesus also desires us to express his presence in this world. The Lord has given us a commission. In what ways do you offer others the words of life, pointing them to the one who can feed their hungry souls? How are we a healing presence to others? How do we bring grace and hope to a hurting or wounded world? The call to feed Christ's sheep and tend the flock, however, can't be merely theoretical or theological. This isn't merely a mental exercise. Peter is sent to people. His love for Jesus is to actively touch the lives of the men and women he meets. As we consider what it means to feed Christ's lamb and tend his sheep, let us ponder who we are called to minister to. Who are the men and women in our lives who may benefit from a deeper relationship with Jesus? If no one comes to mind, we can ask the Lord to reveal to us a particular person with whom we can express Christ's love. After all, this was Jesus' call to Peter, and it is his call to us as well. For further reading, read Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23, and John 21, verses 15 through 19.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.